Principle 8.2. Remember that people are built very differently and that different ways of seeing and thinking make people suitable for different jobs. Some ways of thinking will serve you well for some purposes and serve you poorly for others. It is highly desirable to understand one's own and others' ways of thinking and their best applications. Some qualities are more suitable for some jobs. For example, you might not want to hire a highly introverted person as a salesman. That's not to say an introvert can't do that job, it's just that a gregarious person is likely to be more satisfied in the role and do a better job. If you're not naturally good at one type of thinking, it doesn't mean you're precluded from paths that require it. It does, however, require that you either work with someone who has that required way of thinking, which works best, or learn to think differently, which is difficult or even impossible. On the other hand, sometimes I see people dealing with each other, especially in groups, without regard for these differences. They are like the parable of the blind men touching different parts of an elephant and arguing about what it is. Just think about how much better it would be if people were open-minded enough to realize that none of them have the complete picture. Both people expressing their own views and those considering others' views need to take each other's differences into account. These differences are real, so it's dumb to pretend they don't exist. A. Understand how to use and interpret personality assessments. Personality assessments are valuable tools for getting a quick picture of what people are like in terms of their abilities, preferences, and style. They're often more objective and reliable than interviews. B. Remember that people tend to pick people like themselves, so choose interviewers who can identify what you are looking for. If you're looking for a visionary, pick a visionary to do the interview in which you probe for vision. If you're looking for a mix of qualities, assemble a group of interviewers who embody those qualities collectively. Don't choose interviewers whose judgment you don't trust. In other words, make sure they are believable. C. Look for people who are willing to look at themselves objectively. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. The key to success is understanding one's weaknesses and successfully compensating for them. People who lack that ability fail chronically. D. Remember that people typically don't change all that much. This is especially true over short periods of time, like a year or two. Yet most people want to assume that when someone does something wrong, the person will learn the lesson and change. That's naive. It is best to assume that they won't change unless there is good evidence to the contrary that they will. It's better to bet on changes you have seen than those you hope for.